Blog Talk
Radio. How you doing,
viewer?
This is Gregory Parchment, my first show on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. Today on my first show, I'm going to talk a little NBA, a little college basketball, a little preview for the NFL. First things first, in the NBA, it's been a pretty good season. We got two big teams in the NBA where everybody thinks that are the clear contenders and the clear front runners to win the championship. Those teams are Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs. Well, I guess if you think those are the only two contenders, that's good, but don't be surprised if the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Chicago Bulls come calling in June. Cavaliers are now healthy with Kyrie Irving coming off injury and Iman Shumpert. Chicago Bulls, after a lot of roster shuffling, have seemed to find their groove, winning five in a row. Jimmy Butler is starting to play very good basketball. He had 40 points and a half against the Raptors and 32 points and 10 assists against the Milwaukee Bucks. Back to them now that they got everybody healthy. If you're into a little college basketball, we have a new freshman phenom on the landscape playing for LSU. His name is Ben Simmons. He had an amazing game against Vanderbilt the other day. 36 points, 14 boards, 4 assists. What I find incredible about this young man is that he is not only a great scorer, but he is a great rebounder, and he loves to pass. Like, this guy is like got that great vision, and he is 6'10", 240 pounds, and to be that size and to be able to handle the ball and pass the ball the way he does is pretty incredible to watch. I don't think the LeBron comparisons are premature at all. He definitely has that skill set. So we need to definitely check this guy out. There's other stuff going on in college basketball too, like that Kansas-Oklahoma game. How about Buddy Hield going into Allen Fieldhouse in Kansas and dropping 46 points in triple overtime? I mean, that was pretty impressive. I mean, he is a pretty much all-around scorer, going to the basket, shooting 8 threes. He's a good free-throw shooter. I mean, it's really, really amazing to watch. I thought it was fantastic, honestly. Next, I will talk about a little of the playoffs, the NFL playoffs. So the NFL season is over. We have our playoff matchups for this weekend. We got Cincinnati Bengals versus the Houston Texans, and that is probably the most least interesting game of the weekend. But, I mean, it's still a good game. I mean, there's really no least interesting games in the playoffs, but if they were guessed at the other one, that would be it. I'm sorry. Did I say Cincinnati versus Houston? I meant Kansas City versus Houston. I apologize. Ooh, we could tell this is my first show. That's even less interesting than Cincinnati. Cincinnati, Houston. I'm sorry. Kansas City's won a lot of games in a row, 10 games in a row. They've been on a roll after starting 1-5. Alex Smith has been playing great quarterback. And the Texans, led by J.J. Watt, have been taking advantage of a really bad division. If I had to predict that winner, I would say it's a little close to call. I'll probably have a Friday show, and I'll give you a more detailed I'll probably give you a more detailed prediction at that time. I'm leaning toward Kansas City though, because they've just been pretty consistent. If my sources are correct, I think Justin Houston should be back with Tom Ali, so that pass rush is going to be kind of crazy. So yeah, but don't. That's not my final prediction though. The next game in the AFC would be Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati, an AFC North rivalry game. Steelers, who are known for their tenacious running offense and their steel curtain defense, except that that steel curtain is looking real like the average bathroom curtain these days. I mean, that secondary is pretty awful. I mean, they have a decent front seven, but that secondary is awful. Oh, yeah. Trust me. I saw that Baltimore Ravens game week 16, and that was ugly for them. You had Ryan Mallett looking like Dan Marino out there. It was pretty disgusting. I mean, if it wasn't for the Jets collapsing in week 17, we wouldn't have this matchup right now. But we do, and I mean, it's probably more entertaining for the average viewer that Pittsburgh is in other than the Jets, but still, that secondary is ugly. I mean, if Cincinnati wasn't so banged up, and when I mean banged up, don't have their starting quarterback, I'd say that Cincinnati would roll here because that secondary is just awful. But because we don't have Andy Dalton and we have AJ McCarron, it's so inexperienced. I got to give the advantage to Pittsburgh here, but you just never know with this secondary. And the ironic thing is that when they played the last time of the regular season, I believe that Pittsburgh still had somewhat success against AJ McCarron. They had a pick six, if I'm not mistaken, by it was Gay, I think, who picked them off. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, you got to give the advantage to Pittsburgh, because their offense is so lethal, and like I said, Andy Dalton is not playing. So we will. So I think that I will have to give them that. I have to have a good advantage there. But again, that's not my final pick. I'll give my final picks in a later podcast. Let's see here. Yes, the NFC matchups. We have, whew, we have, da, 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 da. Well, I'll just go with the one that I can think of right now. Minnesota versus Seattle. That is probably the best game of the weekend. Unfortunately, it's going to be a really cold game, so I don't know if we're going to see too many offensive, crazy games, but is a great game, though. I mean, I love the future for Minnesota. I love Teddy Bridgewater. I am a Miami fan, if you guys didn't know. So I follow a lot of the South Florida high school players that Miami never gets, of course, but that's a whole different topic. So I kind of followed Teddy Bridgewater's career in Louisville, and I was very confused of why this guy didn't go top 10. I knew he was going to be a franchise quarterback. Although some people can argue that they've been more of a running and defensive team, but I think that's just the role Teddy Bridgewater is playing right now. Eventually, he's going to grow into that franchise quarterback role and be a monster. And I think, I mean, this is just the start of their success. As long as Bridgewater is healthy, I think. With Mike Zimmer as defensive coach, I mean, as the head coach, but with such a great defensive mindset and knowing how to build a great defense with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, I think that's going to be a great combo for the next 10 years in the NFC North. But they're playing Seattle. They're playing Russell Wilson. They're playing that great Seattle defense. Marshawn Lynch is back. You have the Legion of Boom. You can't. I mean, like I said, no picks are final, but this is pretty much final for me here. You gotta love Seattle here. That is pretty much a no-brainer for me there. Russell Wilson is one of the most swept-on quarterbacks in football. I really don't think he gets the credit he deserves being an elite quarterback. And I don't see how Seattle loses this game. Next game between Green Bay and who is the last team? Oh, the Redskins. That's right. The Redskins, I can't believe they made the playoffs. I'm a Giants fan. I still can't get over that. But anyway, yeah, the Green Bay versus the Redskins. The Redskins, I've been playing very good football. I can't front. Like, I don't like the Redskins. Obviously, they're in my division as a Giants fan. But Kirk Cousins has done his thing the last 5 or 6 weeks. He's been a monster. They have a good offensive line, good running game. They have a great tight end now, and they have 3 good receivers. So, you know, and the Packers are struggling really, really mightily right now. It's like they can't, the receivers aren't getting open. The offensive line isn't blocking that well for Aaron Rodgers. It's a problem, man. It's a real, real problem. I mean, you would think that, Aaron Rodgers is the best player in the field, so that is the way to go, right? But, I mean, the way the Redskins are playing, they're going to be at home. I think you got to like the Redskins here, man. I really do. I really want to thank you guys for listening to my first podcast. This is only the start of hopefully something really, really big. I hope, forgive me for the mistakes and the nervousness. I'll be a lot more prepared the next time. But for you guys that just listen to this podcast, that got a little taste of what I can do, I promise you this is only the beginning and this is going to be something big for the future. Thank you guys so much. God bless. Goodbye.